Could you tell us a bit about your literary magazine, Children, Churches, and Daddies?
It sounds like a religious title. It's not, I swear. The title of the magazine is named after a poem that talks about the dysfunctionality of being a child dealing with dysfunctional fathers and having to go to church if you don't know if you believe in it and that kind of thing, mm-hmm. and seeing the dysfunctionality of that. So the magazine usually doesn't go for writing work or religious work that screams religious work. I think people who don't know anything about the magazine will send a submission to me without getting guidelines or anything that will start with, "Dear Janet Kuipers, hi, I'm a Christian mother of four, and I have these rhyming pieces about the love of Jesus that I want to send to you." And I'm just looking at this cover letter, and I'm thinking, I get this sinking feeling that I'm not going to want anything from this, because a lot of times what you want from poetry is an emotion that you can't often get from rhyming pieces, because you're worried too much about making one line, what the end of one line work and rhyme with the end of the next lines. So Children, Churches, and Daddies has been around for just over 10 years. It started in June of 93, and it's amazing the kind of people they'll send snail mail submissions as well as email submissions. If you go to either one of the websites that are on artistverse.com, you can find the links for scars.tv or janetkuipers.com and learn more about it and send work if you're interested. Or you could see past issues or what other accepted writers have published as well, because we have listings of that too.
Do you have specific examples? Do you usually include things like philosophical essays or...
Do we include that?
Or what sort of items?
Chance, but seldom do people submit them, which uh-huh. we would love. We found that in the past year or so, people are sending more and more short stories as well, and that is a thrill for me, because I've got something other than 20 lines of somebody talking about being in bed with somebody, which is half of the poems I think I get. But it's quite refreshing, even if they're horror pieces, which I believe accepted for publication every once in a while. One of those, we have a relatively open idea of what we're looking for. If people are interested in posting essays, we recently posted an essay for CC&D magazine. It's much better to say than Children, Churches, and Daddies. The expanded version of CC&D has a news section, which will pull news articles and press releases from, and we also have a section in the back called Philosophy Monthly. If we have no relevant pieces to worry about right at that time, we might pull something from Physics by Aristotle, or something that we can pull in for, essays that people wrote for the Ayn Rand Institute or something, so we'll have something from some organization. But we'll have pieces from others as well that talk about opinions on political issues that are more than just newsworthy. They're often more opinionated. They're mm-hmm. philosophical rants, like I have in one of my books.